October the 29th, 2010. Earthquake insurance claims. Chris Ryan, chief executive of the New Zealand Insurance Council, said today that Canterbury earthquake claims will probably be more than $3 billion. This will be the biggest payout in New Zealand's history for any natural disaster. The second biggest payout was about $600 million in today's money for damage from the 1987 Edgecombe earthquake. Anyone who has insured their house, and that is nearly everybody in New Zealand, is also insured with the EQC, the Earthquake Commission. The EQC was set up in 1945 to provide insurance for natural disasters such as earthquakes, volcanoes, floods, or storms. It now has $5.6 billion invested, mostly overseas. The EQC will pay up to $100,000 for damaged property as a result of the September 4th earthquake or from the aftershocks. About 100,000 people have made a claim with the EQC, although not all of these claims are big. Some are for minor damage, like fallen chimneys. However, about 7,000 houses are badly damaged, and some will need to be demolished. The EQC will pay the first $100,000 to replace the house, and private insurance companies will pay the rest. Private insurance companies expect to pay $1.5 billion for earthquake damage, and this will make the Canterbury earthquake the third most expensive payout in the world. Storms in Europe cost private insurance companies $3 billion, and storms in North America cost $2 billion. If you add what the EQC will pay out, the total could be $3 billion. Insurance companies for all New Zealanders will probably rise next year as a result of the earthquake.